As we celebrate the solemnity of the Most Holy and Blessed Trinity today, I want to first emphasize that this is much more than dogma and doctrine. My brothers and sisters, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the three persons of God, it's not some type of thing that we conceptualize and trying to analyze according to our intellect. It's God Himself. The very love within God Himself. The three persons of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Invite us to love just as He is love. The Father, the first person of the Trinity, loves so much that love outpour, and create the second person. And the Son loved the Father so much that He gave Father total and complete love of Himself, holding nothing back. That very love between Father and Son is the Holy Spirit. Within God Himself, that very essence, very existence of love. God is love. And within that very love that we have heard in the gospel reading, that God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him might not perish but might have eternal life. And then after the ascension of the Son, He poured forth the Holy Spirit for the forgiveness of sins, for the sanctification of the world, to be our paraclete, our advocate, and our guide. Today, the Holy Spirit that work in and through each and every one of us in our uniqueness, so that the grace of Jesus Christ might not be lost and the love of God might not be forgotten. But through the guidance of the Holy Spirit that we have heard in the second reading from St. Paul, my brothers and sisters, so that we can learn to encourage one another, agree with one another, to seek peace, so that we can mend our way, reconcile our differences, and learn to work with one another in unity, in love, seeking the will of God in our life. My brothers and sisters, the most blessed Holy Trinity is not some dogma or doctrine that we just get and pass. No, it's the very love of God that invite us toward that life of love, returning back to Him everything He had given us, even when it gets hard at times. At times we will feel like Moses in the first reading, where we will call out to God and say, "Lord, I don't know what to do with this stiff-necked people. Yet pardon us, O Lord. Pardon our wickedness. Pardon our sins. Pardon our pride, O Lord, and humble us. Help us to return back to You." As we celebrate, which leads me toward my second point for this homily today. As we celebrate the month of June, the world is emphasizing much about pride this, pride that. But at the end of the day, pride is one of the most deadliest sins. It's the basic and foundational deadly sins of all. It was pride that caused Adam and Eve to fall. It was pride that caused many division, many hurt into this world. So when our world is emphasizing pride, it makes itself and it makes all its subject, us, as our own gods. And gods then only become our butler, our servant. Pride will lead us toward misery because we think that we're in control, but then we have nothing at the end of the day. only humility, only meekness that we celebrate throughout this month of June, following the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the heart that is meek, the heart that is humble, the heart that is willing to conform to the truth, the truth much beyond ourselves, much beyond our ego, much beyond our politics, much beyond our agenda, much beyond anything that we have created for ourselves. Humility and meekness allowed our heart to be tender so that God can form us, so that our hearts can conform to that very love between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that very love that give life, that very love that create, that very love that redeem, that very love that sanctified. The love of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is still alive in each and every one of us throughout our world, but we need to have a tender heart in order to seek that love. If we continue to choose pride of the world and the follies of this broken and egocentric society, then we can never seek or know who God is. We will deny Him, or we will make Him into a lesser version of Himself to serve us. But at the end of the day, we sit on our armchairs, point fingers at everybody to make ourselves feel good. To blame everybody, but at the end of the day, nothing changes. Because we are still miserable, because we're still empty, because we're still shallow, because we're still hurt, because we're still broken, but we are not allowing the grace of God to be at work in each and every one of us. As we celebrate the month of June, may we always remember the most sacred heart of Jesus, so that through the power and working of the Holy Spirit, who sanctified, who advocate, who guide, and that very love between Father and Son is able to mend our heart, so that we can seek the peace of God in our life, so that we can become more Christ-like each day through the power and working of the Holy Spirit. Humble and meek, but yet firm in the truth, so that we can know who we are deep from within as beloved sons and daughters of God, Abba, Father. Do you know who you are? Do you know your self-worth? Do you know your mission? Do you know your purpose? Or do you continue to chase after what you think this world is promising you? What you think will make you happy, what you think will somehow give you a cause to fight for. At the end of the day, none of those things matter. Opinions will change. Trends will continue to go up and down, in and out. None of that really matter. Because this false sense of progress, only make us feel like we're doing something. But at the end, it's the avoidance of that silence that we really need in order to shed away all the lies, all the manipulation, all the noisiness, all the things of this world, to know who we are deep from within. May you and I invite the Holy Spirit in to shed His loving grace within us and to enlighten the dark corners of our life. Seek Him in silence. Allow the Holy Spirit to guide us, to help us, to advocate. So through His power and working, we know who we are and can become more Christ-like each day. So that ultimately we possess the most wonderful truth, knowing who we are as beloved sons and daughters of God, our Heavenly Father. Therefore, the life of the Trinity is living in us and through us. The most precious and holy Trinity is not some doctrine or dogma. It's God Himself. And we're called to love God because we first experience who He is in our life of prayer, our life of worship. My brothers and sisters, may the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, our Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each and every one of you.